I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There are thousands of newly displaced barrier-speaking refugees in Chad after recent clashes in Sudan's Darfur state. In the ongoing crossfire, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says it's important that their new project move forward, especially for this heavily oppressed tribal group. The material will be used for the first-ever Christian radio program in the Barian language.
With the equipment that was originally sent over to be used with scripture recording, they're now in the process of providing material that's going to be used by the Berea believers to share with their friends that Jesus loves them.
Next, a new report released by the Dalit Christian Federation shows the need for more vocational training and employment for the poor. Bibles for the World's Moy Podaiti says their outreach has helped thousands of the untouchables come to Christ. What came next, she says, was a natural fit. The Dalits had a need, and the ministry did too.
We are putting them to work, wrapping the Bibles and putting the postage, and this way they'll be earning a living as well as keeping the dignity that they deserve. And so when someone contributes for a Bible to be sent, they're also giving employment to these untouchable outcasts.
And 2005 has become a milestone year for the Bible League in Romania. Country leaders say more than 1,000 churches have been planted since they started working there in 1993. In 2005 alone, national partners report 81 new churches and more than 18,000 new church members. More than 9,000 towns and villages still are without an evangelical presence. You're listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Mission Network News Church Bulletin insert is a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.